101.1 The West, Cincinnati's number one for hip hop and R&B, home of the rest of our morning show. Miss Ebony J live inside of the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, right here on WizNation.com. Today I have a special guest talking about some new music. Chrisette Michelle, how are you doing, beautiful?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. Now tell me what you got going on. I hear you're cooking up something new.
I have a little EP that I just put together and put out on my record label, Rich Hipster. So that's out now, and we're touring it around the country in a few different countries. And then, of course, the TV show R&B Divas comes back on in February, February 11th. So that's happening. And then I'm acting, so that's a lot of fun.
So are we going to be happy about the Divas this season?
I don't know. I actually didn't stay till the end. I kind of got a little, uncomfortable, and it wasn't anybody's fault. Nobody did or said anything to me and made me upset. It wasn't even like that. It was more so I just didn't feel like I was doing anything. I felt kind of like I was just there. And it felt like I was just busy being there, kind of not doing anything. And I get really anxious when I'm not working and touring and just being productive. And so I didn't stay. But you guys will have to tell me what y'all think, and I'm going to have to tell y'all what I think. We're going to have to find out together.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing you on the show. Is there anything new that we're going to learn this season about you?
Yeah, you'll watch me open up my record label. You watch me start that process. You watch me sign two artists. And you'll watch our first showcase, and I think you guys will see how we put together their websites and some of the things that you do when you first get signed, just to solidify your foundation. So you'll see that. You'll see me as a CEO, and you'll see me signing my first distribution contract for the record label with Capitol Records. So that part of business does happen on television, and it's fun. But after that, I was like, okay, it's time for me to go back out on the road. I can't stay here with these cameras.
I heard that. I need to breathe. Get out of my face.
Yeah, you know, I just love to be busy. I love to, essentially, I guess my West Indian side of me just loves to work all the time.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. You ain't broke now.
No, exactly. And that's, you know, I think a lot of us, once we're not broke, kind of like, I don't ever want to be broke.
Yeah.
You know, so you just like to push and see, push the envelope and see what else you can get your hands in.
Did you push the envelope in this new EP?
Oh, yeah, I pushed the envelope in it. It was really something playful, something fun. I think I'm going to play with music for a little bit. I mean, we did put together a single called Together, and that's being sent out to radio on the 26th, so I'm excited about that. But we played, so we brought violins, we brought an orchestra into the studio, and we really just had a good time seeing what it was like to be real live composers.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear your new music.
Thank you.
Talk to me about the new label, though. Like, how is this live with the label?
It's intense, you know, because now you got a lot of people who are receiving checks directly from your business. You know, no one else is responsible to pay everybody. You're literally paying everybody from the administrative office all the way up to the producers. So you just want to make sure that everything is right. I spend more time in the bank than I spend in my house. You know, making sure that everybody is paid on time. I'm very hands-on like that. So I want to be, you know, the next female version of, you know, the Dame Dash or the Diddy or the, you know, with your own label, your own roster, your own ideas, and a mini tiny little girly empire, if you will.
Now, what is the mission for the label?
You know, at the end of the day, it's to put out music that's honest and organic and to tour it. My big thing has always been being on the road. I usually tour maybe 180 days out of the year. So I love to be active on the road. So getting the music from the studio to the road is my ambition. And then making sure that the fans feel engaged with and connected with. So fan integration into all the marketing and the social media is a big deal for Rich Hipster.
Oh, yeah. Social media is just taking over. Now, I know you heard, I heard you say you have two artists signed under your label.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
One is my brother. His name is Len Payne. And another one is a girl who's been singing back from me for 4 years named Ashley Smith. Two people who I love dearly.
Ooh, so what's going on with them? Are y'all going to be dropping music from them, or have you?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be dropping music. The website's come out. And you know about the website game and the YouTube game and the social media game. For me, it's about making sure that they're social media is up to par, making sure that they're interacting with their fans. If you're not talking to people, then nobody wants to talk to you. You know, nobody likes the bougie, stuck up, I don't talk to my fans artists. So I think it's important that they start with that, interacting online. And then their singles do drop in February, so I'm super excited about that.
Hey, you got to make sure you let me get a copy now. We're going to have to drop it right here.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Now, I really like what you're saying about social media. So you control all of your social media?
Yeah, Rich Hipster also has a social media marketing side to it. So I love social media marketing. That's a lot of fun for me.
So how are you feeling about being CEO?
It feels good. And my fans know everything that I'm doing. I mean, they know when I cut my hair. You know, they know when I'm getting my nails done. So it feels good to let them know that it's always me, that the connection is still there. When that connection gets overwhelming, I do take breaks. You know, I do say, okay, guys, I won't be talking to y'all for a minute. I'm going on vacation. But being CEO feels good. It feels great.
Okay, that's good. Now, I got to ask you this, because your music is so touching. What inspires you? Like, how are you staying grounded in this whole thing? Like, where's your motivation come from?
It comes from so many places. I think the main place that it comes from, fortunately and unfortunately, is the people that I meet. You know, I'm backstage and I meet somebody who loves the music and is going through something. I'll write about what she's going through and then see her again at the next show and say, well, I wrote that about you. So, you know, the fans really inspire me. But this next thing that I'm working on is completely selfish, totally inspired by what's in my head and what I think is cool. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really haven't told anybody about it yet. But this next project is a mixture between street cultures of Los Angeles and Brooklyn. And I'm going to see where it goes. But it feels really right. It's got a hip-hop element to it. And I think hip-hop has always been my favorite sound. Hip-hop and jazz. So we'll see what happens there.
So you're really going to do something totally different.
I'm going to do something that the hip-hop community has seen in me. You know, Jay-Z has seen it in me. Rick Ross has seen it in me. Nas, The Game. You know, the rappers have noticed it, but the R&B radio side may not necessarily have noticed it.
Okay.
You know, Will.i.am noticed it. So I'm going to go back to those people and say, hey, listen, now it's my turn to kind of do my take, my variation on what you guys did with me.
Ooh. So is it safe to say Crochet Michelle gonna drop some rhymes?
Oh gosh. No, that's not what I meant.
Okay, I'm just saying you're gonna have to break it down for me, because I'm like, oh, she about to spit for us.
I mean, there'll probably be some of that in there. But what it is the hooks that I sang with those guys was so free. You know, we never sang typical R&B songs. It was music, but it was about whatever we wanted. You know,
yeah.
If you wanted to sing about Aston Martin, it was okay. You know, and R&B is kind of like, if it's not a love song, it's not R&B, you know, so.
You're right. And you're going to show us that it doesn't have to be just about love. It can be about other things, and it's still going to be R&B.
It could be about my life, you know, so what if I don't have a boyfriend? Can I still make a record? I think so.
Ooh, speaking of boyfriends, are you dating?
I do have a boyfriend.
Okay. That's a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's been a very, very long time since I've been able to say that aloud.
Oh, so that feels great, huh?
It feels good.
Must be. You smiling through the phone and everything.
It feels good. Yeah.
Okay, now how is it balancing a relationship? Because I'm like, hold on now. You in a relationship? I didn't even know that. So how long have y'all been dating?
Oh, wow. It's been over a year, which is the longest I've ever dated anyone. And he's a musician also. So he's literally traveling from Osaka to Tokyo to Singapore to, you know, all these countries with a K-pop band while I am doing what I'm doing. So that side of it makes it easier because we're never like, oh, you're so busy, I never get to see you. If one person wants to see the other, you just fly, you know, far, far away. And then, you know, you reconnect in Los Angeles. So that feels good. I really, really like that.
Look at you balancing life. I love it.
Thank you.
You deserve it. You definitely do. So, I'm just so happy that you caught me off guard with that one, Miss Michelle. Now, in your relationships, what do you normally seek in a man? Like, what kind of man is he?
Well, he's a little bit of a on the edge, a southern boy. So, you know, how can you put the two of those things together? And he's got manners, but he's got a mohawk. You know, he knows how to cook, but, you know, there's going to be some Tex-Mex. You know, he's just a little bit on the edge, you know, a little left of center.
But I love that.
He keeps me on my toes. He's so much fun to be around, and we have fun together. We play, and I think that is fundamental because I have to laugh often. You know, laughing is fundamental for me.
Yes, most definitely. It's good when you can just be yourself around someone, and like you said, y'all laugh, y'all play. I'm so happy for you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Do you work out?
I do. I've been working out a lot lately, like crazy, actually.
I seen one of your tweets that said, exercise your body, you exercise your mind.
And I spelled exercise wrong the second time.
It be like that.
It do.
Yeah,
no. I've been working out like crazy. I lost 40 pounds a little while ago, and that was just by becoming vegan and taking everything, literally, down to just juice. Out of my diet, and then I began to incorporate new things. And as that happened, I was like, you know what? The weight is not doing what I wanted to do. So now exercising literally 6 days a week really, really helps just keep everything together.
Wow, 6 days, girl.
Yeah.
With that busy schedule, you still getting it in? Ah, to be shame.
Well, I gotta wake up. It's about waking up early. You know, that's one of my new things is to wake up earlier than everybody else and you have more time in the day.
So what time do you get up?
I'm usually up at like 6:30. Yeah.
And what time do you go to bed?
Probably like 10. I'm a grandma.
Okay. Well, no, that's a good thing. You know, I did hear that the most successful people get at least 8 hours of sleep. So I had to ask, you know, what time you go to bed. I think that's very important.
Yeah, I'm not a night owl. Mm-mm.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to keep you that long because I know your schedule is busy and stuff. Before we end it, I want you to tell us where we can go follow you and learn more information about Chrisette Michelle.
Thank you. Sure. You can go to richhipster.biz. We've got everything on there from YouTube vlogs to fashion posts and stuff like that. We even feature a lot of our fans' products on there, you know, me reviewing their things. So that's a fun place for the fans to hang out with me. I call that my online living room. Then there's Twitter, Chrisette M. There's Instagram, Chrisette Michelle. There's Snapchat, Chrisette M. And there's Facebook, Chrisette Michelle.
Hey. And, yeah. Of course, you got to end with a favorite quote or a philosophy in life that you live by.
A philosophy of life that I live by? You know, Paris is always a good idea. It's a fun, playful quote from Audrey Hepburn. And it just means, you know what, like, get out and have a good time sometimes.
Yes. Live life and be happy. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first. What she say? Get out and have a good time sometimes. Chrisette Michelle, right here on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively on WizNation.com. It's 101.1 The Wiz.